Okay, get the other recorder on and we'll be going. Good afternoon, TNT, super fantastic family. January 29, 2016. Fantabulous Friday. And yes, we are still here on this side of the RV, of the GCR, of the whatever you've been impatiently waiting to be patient to receive. We are still on this side of that event, but we are here. So let's go over some limited intel for today, and then we'll do some Q&A and wrap it up for the weekend. So what do we have first? Let's go across the pond. Now, my sources never indicated to me that a body was going to be making any announcements early this morning. And if that was the plan, I guess they will get to me and say they forgot to tell me that that was a plan. But it definitely was not a reality. So that didn't take place. But now what did take place in the mosque, they are telling the citizens over there, more particularly Baghdad, that their cards will be delivered to them, funded and activated by the 31st. By the 31st is what we're receiving, not on the 31st. So there's a difference there. Just like some of the other dates that we have, by the 31st. So that looks like a window for everyone to be looking at to see if these cards finally hit those provinces that have been overlooked, if they're activated. International funds, which we already know that that's going to be the case because the Lafayette Bank has already contacted the U.S. banks earlier in the week. At the beginning of the week, for that matter, to let them know they're going to make the cards international effective immediately. So we just needed to let some more people receive them, let Iraq finish getting its deal done, making the currency international, which I think most of us agree that that's a done deal, per se. And then we just wait for the rate to change. And then when the rate changes, then the party starts. What kind of rate are we looking for? Well, we've heard this week, kind of recapping that because this is not new intel, but we heard this week of rates that went out, basically A rate, 371 was hitting a lot of areas, a lot of countries. Still no confirmations on the rate being active or traded on from the public sector, but that they were present and available and could be seen. I've had, trying not to tell you too much. So I'll just say I go along with that. I'm pleased with the information of rates being seen in other countries, and I feel real good with that information from the type source of people that shared that with me earlier in the week, but mainly before a lot of you even started talking about it. So I'm at peace with that. And from what I can gather today, I'm still waiting for a few sources to report in, but it looks like that's still the general rate in the 371 range, plus or minus here or there, give or take. So that looks good. Items 1, 2, and 3, because I know some of you still want to ask about that. You know what surprised me? I was talking with Tony and went over item number 1, and he reminded me that we told you guys that months ago, sometime last year. And so I had to try to remember, okay, yeah, so this isn't even new information. It's just resurfaced based on some activity that had been taking place. But And it's not time sensitive, so we'll wait for the elders to bring it out. And if not, we'll tell you. Item 2 and 3, those are the memos that went out to the exchangers overseas and as well as the banks here that had date-specific information on it. We haven't passed those dates, so don't worry about that yet either. But I'm kind of surprised some of the elders didn't already tell you guys about it. But, it's old now. Group activity. Still getting a little negative things from this group stuff. Some members are getting some negative vibes. So, again, we have to reiterate, you do not have to be in a group to get your exchange done. We've had people talking to banks left and right, members talking to banking people, and all of them are saying the same thing. When the green light comes on, I will contact you. You will be one of my first clients. And never, ever a word about any group activity that you have to be in. It's never even mentioned. So for those groups that are telling people, you have to be in a group to get an exchange, ask them to tell you which bank says that and which bank is going to be making that a requirement that you have to be in a group to get your exchange done. Because all the banking people we've talked to, they're just puzzled when I even ask them, well, what about this? You're only going to exchange with groups. And it's like, what? I report. You decide. And then from another standpoint, if these groups are so-called closed, why are they still promoting and pushing and prodding and putting their information out in the stratosphere for everybody to read and know about? You have a group, you have access to that group, then you tell your group what you want them to know. Well, why does everyone else have to be involved in that if it's all what it's cracked up to be? I don't know, but I just know what I see and hear. Entire content of groups' activities being shared on calls and websites. And you have your group and you have your people. That's all that really need to know what you're doing, especially if you're a closed group. Why do the rest of us need to hear and know about that? I don't know. I report, and you decide. So where are we window-wise? Any day, any moment, any time, up until, and the 31st is not the up until. But the 31st looks good. People are talking about the 31st. Iraq is saying, hey, 31st, we want to have the rest of our provinces taken care of. So they should not have any issues there with their currency being fully international, if it isn't already, and for a rate change to kick in. And we already have some pretty good indications of what that rate's going to be, unless, again, the screens that the bank folks are looking at change yet again. There's a lot of pieces of this puzzle coming together. We just sit back and watch. Relax, enjoy, know that it is coming. And banks give us the information, we're going to give you the information. 800 numbers, instructions, things to do, things we haven't already addressed on our calls and in the training sessions that we do. If they give us the information, we will give it to you. And if they don't give us the information, if we find a way to get it, we'll still give it to you because you need to know. You need to be informed. You need to have the upper hand. Or at least that is my belief. Okay, I'm going to take a few questions from the members, which is rightly so. You members make up who we are and what we are, and you support us still being here. So the emphasis is going to be on you today. We're starting off here in the questions for Ray. Beta. Beta is our official, unofficial cheerleader for TNT. I am hearing that the GCR is officially taking place and the dinar is at 371 rate in Singapore, Philippines, and Far Eastern countries. So why have we not seen this global, since it is called a global currency reset? Maybe because it has not officially taken place. That would be the only reason that I could give, that we're not seeing certain things. It hasn't officially taken place yet, and then we should see it. That's my belief on that. And that's the best answer I can give you. If you're being told that it's officially taking place, I have not been told that. I haven't received any information indicating that it has officially taken place. But if you received it from somewhere else, that's the best answer I can give you. Mangelo, or M. Angelo, whichever. Good morning, Ray Wren. Could you tell us anything, if at all, about Abadi's announcement this morning in the mosque? Asked and answered. Addressed that earlier. Also, could you confirm anything that is going on in Singapore? Rates on screen, exchanges. Also, do you have anything else that you can tell us besides the banks are ready? In your opinion, what part of the puzzle is left out to complete the puzzle? Oh, okay. Could you confirm that anything is going on in Singapore? I can't confirm that anything is going on if you're referring to exchanges. Now, as to the rate in the Singapore bank system, I'll go along with this. I'll confirm that because of the source that gave it to me. And I have no question on that source. Now, it may not be there today, but it was there when it was reported to me. And it probably still is. Okay, what else can I tell you besides the banks are ready? I can't think of anything else to tell you that I haven't, either on this very call or any calls prior to this one, to let you know that we're just waiting. And it may pop this afternoon. It may pop before I conclude this call. I really don't know. So I can't tell you what other piece of the puzzle is missing to complete the puzzle. That's a difficult task as well. You know, most people, if you put a puzzle together, you have the picture of the puzzle to look at, and then you normally frame it up all around the edges and then put the middle pieces in. I think that's the way most people work a puzzle. But you still have a visual to look at to see, as you put the pieces together, how it's coming along. I don't really have that visual. We have the expectation, because I know what an RV means to me, but I don't know what one looks like in its totality. So I can't really guess what pieces we need that are missing. Now, someone could tell us that, but I don't have that information. English White Knight. Ray, would there be some advantage if those people like yourself who bring us intel would talk to the others to share intel? That would be a good way to corroborate facts or disprove them, would it not? Intel is a colorful matrix. The more one sees, the clearer the understanding. Now, that would be similar to all of the news magazines getting together and collaborating on all of their news before they put it out, or any other information source corroborating together before they put their information out. Could that work? I don't know. I guess it could, but I don't have a reason to pursue doing that. You know, TNT branched off from the other company that we were with. And it was about intel and information and knowledge. And clearly some people wanted to hear everything that was being communicated and some didn't. So we branched off with TNT because, number one, we still wanted to keep people informed, keep them in the game. So, hey, here's what we're learning. Here's what we know. This can keep you going. But the, and then the TNT membership said, well, we want to hear it all. And I'm convinced at this stage of the game that TNT can't handle hearing it all. I don't think any of you can in the public sector handle hearing it all. And especially at this late stage of the game, because you have heard quite a bit of different things. Some materialized, some didn't. Some things were changed along the way. Some were just flat-out fabrications for a defined purpose, whether it be going after terrorists, going after counterfeit money, or just trying to prevent you from persevering and hanging with this. Because naturally, there's some people, I suspect, on both sides of the pond that don't want you to have this for whatever their reasons. So we stayed on par with, we'll give you what we're hearing. And then it got to, well, we'll give you what we're hearing within reason. And that's what we're still doing. Now you have some other people that may choose to do something entirely different. They may give you what they're hearing, just period. Just shoot it out there, whether it's within reason or not. You have to be the one to decide that. So then you have some who want to stand on their own soapbox. And so they're definitely not going to be wanting to corroborate anything because they have to have the upper hand and say, listen to me. I have it. I am the way, the truth, and the light. And those that are, you know, saying that in so many words, then have at it. They can do that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying, look at TNT, that we are the truth and the light. We're just here. We'll give you what people will bring to us by way of information within reason, and we'll share it with you so that we can stay in the game. I'm not trying to compete with any other source. And really, truth be told, I just as soon shut it down anyway. But there are so many of you that would not be where you are today if we had shut down. And so that's why in the face of the opposition, the haters, the naysayers, and all of those other people who choose to want to try to attack us personally, what are we doing? We're just sharing the information that people are bringing to us because we have become a good conduit to you. Plain and simple. And so that's all that we're doing today. I don't sit back and think of all the things that's going to happen and tell you this is going to happen, that's going to happen, et cetera, et cetera. There's a team of people that report to me, sometimes not at the time that I would like for them to, but I can't force them to give me information until they're ready to give it, whether they're down the street or across the country. We patiently wait on that, and we're thankful to receive it. And anything that we get that is within reason, I'll share it and say, here's what we're hearing. Here's what we're learning. And then the things that we can't share, if it's of a sensitive nature, then we hold on to that and say, hey, guys, hang in there. This thing's going to be over before too long. We will get our turn. Our day is coming. And we'll say all that to you with conviction because that's what we believe. But to try to group up with all the other information people and the sites and et cetera, I don't see a need for that. Especially when I do believe that there are some of those that are there for ulterior motives. And some might not be in the best interest of what we're trying to do. So I still leave you all at your liberty to go listen to whatever you want to listen to, get on whatever sites you want to get on. If you want to just do that and just morning, noon, and night, chase all of that if that makes you feel good. I don't know if that's the best answer to give you, but I had to give you what was on my mind. Bob K., is there any significance to the ships leaving Iran for China as it relates to the GCR, or will they just be paid in Chinese yuan since all in BRICS? Gee, Bob, I don't know. I don't put a lot of emphasis on that. Does an entry in SWIFT system mean it is international currency? Yes, from what I believe and have been told. If so, doesn't that mean that the RV has taken place, or can it be from only commodities and not, for only commodities and not individuals? That too could possibly be a reality. Just because a currency is international doesn't mean that it has revalued. It is just now internationally accepted and traded. So we've been waiting, as far as my knowledge and understanding, we've been waiting for two key things to take place with this currency, especially with the Iraqi dinar. Number one, for it to become international. And then number two, for the rate to change. Now, as far as this Iran phenomenon that's going on, we're pretty much kind of waiting for the same thing, if you ask me. Waiting for the sanctions to be lifted, and then for its currency to change value. Kind of like a similar situation. T-Bird, Ray, were you able to get an update on the Moss this morning? Okay, we've shared that already. Dr. Body was expected to make some announcements. Was he really? I don't know. But he did not. Moving on. Fuzz, I guess, is the way I would pronounce that. Hello, Ray. I think it's safe to say the banks have been ramped up to go on several occasions over the past few years, and yet it didn't happen. What other strong indicators are there that you will see that this will happen now as opposed to April, when the IMF customarily oversees revaluations? Why now as opposed to April? Well, what are we looking for? We're looking for Iraq's currency to be fully international, and we're looking for Iraq's currency to change values, those of us who are holding dinar. Now, I'm assuming that this question is anchored on this. If it's about any other currency, you might get a different answer. So, what strong indicators are there? Well, the strong indicator that their currency is international, that those recipients of those cards that have already been funded have reported rates of 351 to 371. Those are strong indicators to me that this is going to happen now as opposed to April the 31st, because they're telling their people it will. And now they're saying by the 31st, all the provinces supposedly are going to be taken care of with smart cards, funding, internationally accepted. That's already come out this week from Rafadang. Are those not strong enough indicators for you? They are for me. And that's what those are, the indicators that, you know, this is going to happen now, any time, any minute, up to the 31st. And if it doesn't happen after the 31st, when we come together on the 1st, we will take a look and see what did take place and what yet remains to take place. But I tell you this, I pretty much believe somewhere between the 31st and the 1st, there's going to be some rate changes on some currencies. Don't know for sure if it's the one you're holding. But we'll talk about that on Monday. Okay, WRider22. Hi, Ray. Does the Wells Fargo Group have any arrangements with the bank once the RV happens? I have no idea. I'm not in the Wells Fargo Group, if such a group exists, and I have no knowledge of what they are about to do or trying to do. So I can't help you with that one. Okay, I'll take a few more minutes and talk to some of our callers that are on the call waiting to speak to us. And then hopefully I'll get to some of our true members as well. And maybe do the same thing simultaneously. Let's see here. 312. Oh, it's you.
Well, good afternoon. Wow, I have to talk to the sheriff on you.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm glad you are super, whoever you are, super fabulous, super fantastic, fantabulous.
Fantabulous-er to the nth degree.
Okay, I got it.
Don't
straight
get
now.
It twisted.
I got it. As, great.
As B. Lee would say, don't get it twisted.
Yes, sir, I won't get it twisted. Well,
yes, ma'am. You had a question.
You said in the tweet that the truth is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, out where? I can't find it. I must have been looking for love in all the wrong places.
Well,
where should I be looking for this truth that's out there?
It all depends on what truth you were looking for. See, multiple people have received multiple bits of information, this and there, and the truth is out there. Not saying that what you've heard isn't the truth, but you will know it in due time if it was the truth or not. Well, one in particular.
Mm-hmm.
It was said that a body made an announcement this morning. Well, did he? The truth is out there. We can't find it. Not in the
mosque. But it's out there in the stratosphere. Okay.
That was just one, but there's several things that, you know, the truth is out. And you'll know it sooner or later because time's going to tell it all.
Okay. Yes, time will tell it all. Now,
yes.
The cards that are supposed to be given to them in Baghdad and all the processes that are waiting, are they going to be activated at the 371 rate, or is it going to be the international rate they have to wait for it to change as well? Do we know that?
I would assume that it's going to be the rate the other cards were activated at, 341. Now, I don't know if 371 is now showing in Iraq or not. Well, last I heard, I had not heard that. I had heard 341, 351, what the budget was based on.
Right.
So.
Okay.
We will
see. But
they're
still better than the 0.1166.
Yes.
All right. So, is this official? Is this officially Puzzle Call Part 3?
I didn't think of a name for today's call.
Well, you talked about the pieces of the puzzle on this call and the last call. So, to my guesstimation, this is Puzzle Call Part 3.
All right, then. If that's what you claim it to be, then that's what we'll acknowledge it. So it shall be said, so it shall be done. The puzzle call.
All right, sir. Part 3.
All right.
Well, I appreciate you for being here for us and for doing a call, even though we had no really new information. I appreciate you for understanding that whether it's new information or not, we're just babies and you're our pacifier.
I think you're telling the truth to some degree.
I think so. You just got to have that pacifier where there's no new milk in the bottle. It's not. It ain't even the bottle, but we just got to have that pacifier. So
okay.
I appreciate it.
Well, if it helps make a difference, then that's why it's worth it to be here. It's going to help just one person get through the day that much better, then it's worth it.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for all you do. You, Pam, DC, the team, the mods, the transcribers, and Mr. Tony. Vegas, we want to see you there. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Next in line, 432. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. You're on.
Have y'all had any weather back there?
Well, the weather's been pretty good here. We've been blessed in that regard. Well, I won't say blessed because everyone's blessed no matter what the weather is.
Yep.
We're all blessed. But I guess we've been fortunate. I'm going to use that word. We haven't had any real bad weather.
You're in North Carolina?
Right, in my area of North Carolina. Now, some areas of North Carolina, they got some pretty good snow and ice and whatever, but did not become an issue for us yet.
Have you heard anything about Oki?
No, come to think of it, I've not heard anything lately. I know he's recuperating from the surgery, but that's the latest that I've heard regarding him. So I think he's doing pretty good.
Well, that's good. I really don't have a question. I just thought I'd phone in.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for hanging out with us and checking in.
You bet.
You have a good day. Okay. Hey, Vegas.
Talk to you later.
All right. Take care.
You bet.
Okay, that takes me to 512.
Good morning, Mr. Ray. How are you today?
Hey, I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree. How about yourself?
Well, it looks I'm doing very good. Looks like we're getting closer and closer. One question. If everything goes correctly and we don't get any more holdups, when the 31st arrives, from the time they distribute the cards, and how much time do you think is going to be in between that and then pulling the trigger to say go? Is it kind of going to be instantaneous?
It could be, I would imagine, but I really don't know what type of a time frame, because I still believe that there's two fundamental things that need to take place. Number one, the currency being fully international. And this could be the last step of making sure that their currency is international in-country as well as abroad. And then there's the change in the value of the currency. And at one point, we were led to believe that they're both going to happen at the same time, instantly, simultaneously, however way we want to phrase that. But we've been seeing things taking place that would I wouldn't say contradict that, but would make you think, well, maybe that might not be the case. Because to look at all of the little things that have taken place along the way that none of us anticipated. Clearly, the currency has been trading, just not at the public level that we can get involved in it, but it's been trading. We thought the minute that it was be traded, we would see everything. That didn't happen. And so then we had to learn all these different nuances to this. It's not all just pop and it's done. So on the 31st, smart cards may go out. They may be funded. And we may be right here Monday the 1st still saying, okay, what's the deal now? Why didn't they change the value? That's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for the value to change. As well as it being international. So it's possible we could be sitting here Monday saying, okay, they did all, everybody over there has their cards now. Baghdad is happy. Kurdistan's happy. Everything's flowing like milk and honey. But the rate is still 0.000000. Oh, wait a minute. Why is it not 371? I don't know.
Yeah,
but then again,
I get you.
It could be 371 and we're rolling. So we'll just have to wait it out.
As long as we make progress each step, we get closer and closer. And if it's another few days, well, so be it. That's the end of that question. Anyway, you have a great day. Vegas, 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 and Texas, Texas, Texas. And hopefully the next call you'll be saying is charge.
Hey, sounds good to me.
All right.
Take care, sir.
All right,
903. Did you drop your hand? I think they did, apparently, right after I clicked on them. So let me get back here in line and get the next one. 707.
Good morning, Ray.
Greetings.
Appreciate you being here, and I really want to say kudos to your friend who says – we're the babies and you're the pacifier, and I certainly agree. Got it right down to the wire. that's all I have. I was going to ask about something you've already answered, and so I'll give it on to someone else.
All right. Thank
okay.
you, sir.
Okay. Right. Vegas.
Vegas. All right. Thank you. All right. 281. You're on. 281. Going once. Going twice. And gone. Okay, 865. Good afternoon.
Yeah, 865. You got me?
That's you.
All right. Thank you there, Raymond. This is Bill Wayne. I just wanted to try to stress the fact that we need to stay as a here and now kind of person, and that would lower a lot of people. I am a doctor, retired, of course, but this would help people that's full of anxiety, stress, and, suffering with a lot of different misfunctions regarding this. But if we'll stay a here and now kind of person, just living for the moment, with knowing that this is a once-in-a-lifetime unique experience that probably never happened in our lifetime again, especially if you're in my age. The people got to understand that they got to stay here and now and not try to look too far into the future. Yes, we can ask a few questions, but stay here and now. Then there will be that inner peace and that inner rest. And then when it finally does, it's click that magic day and magic number we all desiring, then it will be nothing but, super celebration. But we will have a state of mind and reality that keeps us at ease, in other words. And that's what I'm really concerned about, because we've had a lot of ups and downs and ins and outs and you name it. But, I want people to remember and respect you, because I know when you stepped into this, you wished to God that you probably you'd have done just about anything else to not be doing what you're doing. But you're a very honorable man, and you've done a great deal for all of us. And you could say you're the pacifier or whatever, But really, you are the ace in the hole that's keeping people from losing whatever little bit of mind they do have. But anyway, I thank you, and Vegas, and just keep up. And everybody, again, I like to say, let's stay the here and now. Just concentrate on that, and knowing that our Creator, well, He spoke the word, and one of these days, the word He gave me a little bit ago is that wherever I go, He's already there. And that means if I go to the mountaintop, He's already there. I go to the deep depth of the sea, He's already there. He even said if I went to hell, He's already there, but He said don't stay. And I understood that quickly. So anyway, I appreciate you, Ray, and Tony, and all the mods, and Pam, and I haven't heard from her in a while, but I know they're all there. So you take care, and yes, I'm going to see you in Vegas, and I got a big handshake for you or a hug to either one, but I think you're one heck of a guy. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That takes me to 210. Good afternoon. 210. You're up. 210. One more time. Okay. 405. Good afternoon. 405. Okay. We'll go to 909. You're on. Well, let's see, is it them or is it the telephone? 410.
Good afternoon.
Hey there.
Hi, I haven't been able to talk to you for a long, long time. Thanks for being there today. Like somebody said very nicely, we need you. And what I actually tried to get in to call about before was maybe on a call maybe 3 weeks ago. I had, I'm not keeping good track of time at this point, but you had mentioned that there was something that the banks had to offer us that you were going to wait for some elders. And that's not your exact way you put it, probably, to let us in on it first before you discuss it. And maybe I didn't hear any of the elders to go do that or didn't connect the dots. Is that still something that is has not been exposed or cleared up or given out by an elder? Where does that stand?
It still stands where the day that I gave it. But it was not information that the bank was going to give you. It was some banking information. But it is not time sensitive, so that's why I have not shared it.
I see. I see. Okay. Well, that makes sense. I just misunderstood the connection. And I was thinking if it was time sensitive, we might want to have a hint ahead of time so that we can think on whatever the offer or the presentation is.
Oh, you will.
Before we get there.
You'll have to worry about that.
Okay.
You will get it ahead of time.
That's fantastic.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah. Well, good. So I always like little surprises. Anyway, I don't go sneak into my packages and try to open them up at Christmas time. So that's a good thing. But when it's ready and it's time, then we can get that surprise for ourselves or not if we reject. So thank you very much. I appreciate what you're doing today, Vegas, and our best regards from here to everybody that doesn't get to be on the show with you, because we know they've all supported all of us, and they're still supporting us. They're just not standing there with you right now. So thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. Thanks for
thank
calling
you.
In. Vegas. Okay. Let me move to
I'd ask
next
you about
caller.
Thanks. And he said it's not relevant.
System issues for a moment here.
Like maybe an offer or something.
Okay.
For us.
Or prosperity package or something like that.
One second here, folks. We're having a little technical difficulty clearing the call. Picking up the next one.
Special offers when we get to the
Well,
bank.
This internet service just is not the best friend at times. So
we're
having some intermittent power outages. And that's causing me to lose control for a moment of it restores. So, can't go on to the next call. Okay, now that's not good. Now I've completely lost my internet.
It might
be working on the line somewhere until they restore it.
I feel it.
That's very much going to interfere with the integrity of this call. If I stop, we'll break up the recording.
There's leftovers we've got to eat.
Well,
eat
I guess I'm going to have to because she's still on and has to
waste food. Why waste food?
And I can't reach in and disconnect her without the service back.
Green beans?
It's taking a little while longer than I had anticipated.
Everything else?
So, we'll wrap up just a few minutes earlier than I had planned. Since we're having this technical difficulty with the internet service.
It really isn't.
As soon as we disconnect, it'll probably pop back on. Assuming the recorders are still running. Okay, well, I don't know a way to bounce back from this, ladies and gents. We'll just have to Oh, wait a minute. It looks like the service may be coming back up here. We'll give it a minute. It looks like the modem's resetting. And if that's correct, we should...
This is the best way right now.
Well, I could have done it. What?
Okay. Well, that's so you can find it.
Well, everyone, just bear with me for a few minutes. We're almost there.
Chad,
yeah, okay. I think we're back on. It's back. And voila. Okay. Only took a few minutes. Sorry about that. 415.
Hello.
Hey there, how are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. I had
great.
A question about one of the things I wanted to mention is people getting identity theft protection. I don't have that at the moment because I don't need it, but after this, they might want to look into that. I have a friend that just had her identity stolen. It's a big drag. But the other thing I wanted to ask was about whales. What do whales mean, and is there any way of confirming that whales actually have been exchanged?
Okay, well, my definition of whales are extremely large volume holders of foreign currency.
Uh-huh.
Extremely large volume. So they're called whales.
Okay.
And if you were a whale... You're already into millions of dollars, net worth, et cetera, and now you're doing millions, if not billions of dollars worth of a currency transaction. How many people are you going to let know that that's taking place?
Mm-hmm.
Hardly any, I would assume. You're not going to be advertising, I'm doing my exchange. So I don't know of any way to really pinpoint and say, yeah, the whales are exchanging, but now you can... certain people can look at the financial transaction activity.
Mm-hmm.
May not be able to pinpoint the individual, but can pinpoint the action that there have been exchanges taking place, payouts did occur, and those who have access to the right information could even pinpoint if a $200 million payout went to a number of individuals or if it went to a single individual.
You know, we hear a lot that that whales, you know, just recently were getting paid, up, I guess, in Reno or something like that. And but we've heard this before. You know, we've heard this before that there have been very wealthy people that have been exchanging, and I would imagine that some of them would have been exchanging through Wells Fargo because Wells Fargo is the biggest bank that's going to be dealing with this, right?
It is what we've been told is the lead bank.
Lead bank, right.
Mm-hmm.
And is there verification that it's been on the windows? I mean, on the, you know, that on the screens, the possible RV that's going to happen? And, you know, because we've been told, the reason I'm asking this is because I actually did talk to somebody that I thought was kind of high up in Wells Fargo. Not
mm-hmm.
at one of the banks, and he just seemed very clueless, and I just felt that either he didn't know or didn't want to tell me.
One of the two.
Right. And so I just thought, you know, I thought, I bet an attorney that was working on my side would be able to find these things out if I really wanted to know. That they would be able to find out something just to qualify that there has been some activity that's happened through Wells Fargo.
Well, I won't say Wells Fargo particularly, but you know, we share with you guys of private exchange activity that has taken place. And in some cases, one or two of those, they were not whales by any means.
Mm-hmm.
They were just... people that were in the right place at the right time.
Okay. So, but we don't know if it was through Wells Fargo or whatever, but it's likely that one person probably did do something through Wells Fargo. Do what you think? Do you get
I would think. I would think at least one person probably did do something through Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's records of activity like that, but not necessarily being fully funded yet. Some people got loans instead of an actual cash. As long as they got money, they didn't care one way or the other. But so there's
right.
a couple of variations of things that took place for those people.
So they could get things digitally. Maybe they couldn't take the money out, but there were digital things that happened as far as whatever. Okay. Should I ask you any other questions regarding that? Did I do okay?
Oh, I think you did okay, as long as you asked the questions you wanted answers to. You're okay.
It's hard sometimes to figure out what to ask. I don't know some of the language that's talked about on,
see,
I only go to one other website usually, but I don't. Go ahead.
When you're on the call, it's your turn. It's your turn. So you ask whatever you want to know. And don't try to think of the intelligent question to ask for the benefit of others, because they're not going to spend their money on you.
No,
so
I know that. I'm not trying to ask
you
for other people.
Ask for you, whatever it is you're thinking you want to know, even if it seems like, oh, well, I don't want to ask a dumb question.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know the answer already, then it's not a dumb question.
Well, what I'm saying is that I do feel kind of, in quotes, dumb when I read some of the things that the people talk about, because it's like I don't even sometimes understand the language they're using. And it's like they've all been talking to each other for so long that they know what they're talking about. So that's why I just wanted to have, like, the whales and whatever. So,
right.
So anyway, I really.
And that was a good question. You didn't know what it really represented. And guess what? The answer that I gave you might not be correct. it's what I know it to be.
Right. Okay. Well, Vegas, and I'm hoping this wraps up in the next couple of days. Thank you so much for all you're doing.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to get one more in. Let me go to 916 next on the list. 916, good afternoon.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. We have, you can tell by the area code what part of the country we are.
Yes.
And we continue to listen to you, and we really appreciate what you're doing. And you're continuing to take the calls on it on the scheduled time, even when you feel maybe you don't have information we want to hear. Actually, we want to hear from you. So thank you.
Okay.
One thing that I get tweets about going on to your open mic, and I keep wanting to do that, and I can't figure out how to participate. When I click on it, it tells me I have, I'm not a participant or something. I can't remember the exact verbiage. But is there a way that you could tell us how to participate in that forum?
Okay, that's a telephone number that you would be dialing if you already have it.
You
click on something, so I don't know what you would be clicking on. I don't know of any way that you could click on anything to access open mic other than dialing the telephone
number.
When
you put that tweet out about open mic, can you add the number there so we know what to call then? Because
No, I'm sorry. I can't do that. Open mic basically is full to capacity now.
Okay, well, that's
and,
a problem, I guess,
Mm-hmm. And if you're following me on Twitter, then yes, I do send a tweet out to let folks know when I'm on open mic, when I open it, or et cetera. And,
all right.
We'll see what develops in the future on ways that you won't be missing out on the information. Because we cover some good educational content on open mic, and that's most of the time that we're up there. That's what we're doing, addressing educational content. Some of it financial, some of it about family, life, relationships. It's a number of things. It's not a business call per se. It's just a family call.
We all get together
and just hang out, and we'll try to find some ways to enlarge the family and bring other folks in and.
Okay.
Right now, I've pretty much charged a lot of the open mic members that, what we learn to take it out to others. And we won't just keep it just within the confines of open mic, because it is good information that people can benefit from. Alternative medicine, weight loss, lifestyle, living, you know, not just finance and not just foreign currency. It's a little bit of everything. And so we'll try to find some ways to widen that, if possible, without losing control of the system. It's
well,
just not designed to handle what we're doing here on TNT.
That would be really appreciated, because I understand that that is where to get information about foundations, other things that the normal person is confused about and really doesn't can't afford to go to an attorney right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to get as much in place so that you can utilize the benefits of that prior to the RV. So maybe if somebody, if you have my number and if you can, or somebody can post something in the forum or check something out, I'd appreciate it. That's what I need to know about. Thank you.
All right. And I'll try to find ways to make some of that information available through some other type of format or vehicle. But we'll make extra effort to try to accommodate you.
We have benevolent things we want to do, and we want to do it that way. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Vegas, Vegas, Vegas?
Vegas, 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 because my grandbaby's there.
Oh, all right. Take care of it. Bye-bye. Oh, me. Okay. Hey, guys, it's Friday afternoon. Getting to get the weekend started. Are we looking for this even as late as this afternoon? I am. Because when they say any time up until such and such date, any time means any time. It didn't say in the mornings up until such and such date. And when I say such and such date, you know, I'm referring to items 2 and 3 that I introduced to you some time ago. Those memos that said any time from now until such and such date, look for this thing to roll out. And such date is not here today, but now is here today. So it could happen this weekend. It could happen Monday. One thing's for certain, whenever it does happen, we will send out a text message to let you know it has happened and to reconvene to discuss further plans, strategies, actions, 800 numbers, banking maneuvers, exchange maneuvers, all of these types of things. As we can acquire it, we will put it out to you. So until then, in the meantime, in between time, until we have need to come back together as a collective unit, enjoy your day. Enjoy your weekend. And let patience and perseverance be your best friend as we wait to see when is the day that we all get to say this is over. So just keep the faith. Keep hanging in there. And all things, believe.
This keeps me going.
Yes, it does.
On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. Clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again.